It's your Mountain Rock, Q94, Gary Lee on this Thursday morning. And that was Stevie Nicks. Just stand back. Yeah, stand back because everybody's ill. The flu bug is roaming rampant all across the air. So be sure you wash your hands. Take care of yourself. All right, we're cruising down to the Bayou Resort with Gary Faraci for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this pretty nice down here? I mean, it's cold, but it's not as cold as it's been. Thirsty Thursday morning. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm still sick as a dog.
Yeah, I know. It just lingers and it lingers, and you can't shake it, and you feel halfway decent, so you do something, and then, yeah,
that's my problem. I get to feel a little better, then I overdo it, and I'm right back where I was.
Yeah, or worse.
Or worse, yeah.
Yeah. Because you, I feel okay. I can go do this. And then, yeah.
Well, but, you know, I'm thinking about fishing. What are you hearing from the fisher people?
Well, you know, with the weather, the way it's been so cold here, it hasn't been overly active. Few people that have braved the cold weather and got out on the lake, they've done pretty good, actually. The hybrids, the stripers, the whites, they still been going at it. Guys been doing okay with that. Even had a couple guys get it fishing for bass, you know,
yeah,
for the largemouth, and they did okay.
So
the only ones that haven't really nailed it a lot was the guys fishing for crappie. They caught a few, but they said they had to work at it, so the crappie bite was a little slow.
Yeah, I think probably what the stripers, again, if you can brave the temperatures, the striper bite's still pretty strong, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been a couple of different baits if you're jigging. Live bait always seems to work pretty good with that. And I had some guys trolling with some Berkeley flicker shad and some swim bait, and they were hitting on that. So the key to it, and we've talked about this before, is to find the bait fish, you know, and with all the electronics that we have now, it's easy to do to find the bait fish, if you can find them. Some days you can't find them, but if you can find the bait fish and follow that, seem to be doing pretty good, especially this time of year.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you know, the largemouth, the smallmouth, all that, the warmer it gets, you know, probably the better the bite for them.
Yeah, as we get into February and March and that'll all roll into that. It'll roll over from the striper bite and the hybrid bite into largemouth and smallmouth. As the water changes, you know, and the temperature warms up and some. But right now, the bite's on for the stripers and the hybrids and the whites. You want to get out and catch some fish, boy, and have some fun at it. Now's the time to do it. I know it's a little cold. You got to dress for it. But now's the time to get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, maybe plan a little getaway, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, our Facebook page. Drop us a line, leave us a message there, and if you're in the area, stop in and say hi down here. And of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, stay warm.
Staying warm is the plan.